Welcome to the All or Something Living podcast. I'm your host, Lauren Kepler, and this podcast is all about ditching black and white thinking and exploring the gray areas of health, happiness, and everything in between. If you're ready to feel empowered and inspired, then let's get to it. Hello, welcome back to the All or Something Living podcast. Episode 46. We are about to hit our year anniversary in September. So get excited. So as you're listening to this, August 7th, I believe it is, summer break is coming to an end, especially if you have children or if you're like me and you're a full-time college student. It has been an adventurous and fun summer for me. I hope that it has been awesome for you. Maybe you've gone on some adventures, learned new things about yourself, or you've had a lot of fun with your kids. Whatever it is, I am just so happy to, I guess, kind of happy to be done with the summer just because you get so off your routine during summer break, and I'm just ready for a routine again. However, one thing that I did learn this summer about myself, especially not having to work at all during the summer or go to school, is that I actually almost do better without like routine. I've learned to be really spontaneous, and it's felt really nice. I feel a lot more flexible than rigid like I tend to be. So anyway, so this episode, I'm going to share a few of my summer growth and adventures that I've gone on because I did get a lot of traveling in this summer. So my fiance left for his deployment to Afghanistan at the end of May. And immediately after, I left for my first trip, which was to Atlanta, Georgia. And then I just finished my last trip to Austin 2 weeks ago, and then my stepson got in from visiting his mom in Florida. He got in a few days ago, so now we're getting back to the routine and getting all ready for school. So before I dive into this episode, I want to share some really exciting news with you. So I know on this podcast, and if you're on my newsletter or you follow me on social media, or even if you know me personally, you know that I've gone back and forth with online course ideas for a really long time. So I have quite a few online courses out there already. There's one on self-care. There's one on managing your energy during the work week. There's one on like how to eat. There's a bunch of different ones, and I would create them. Oh, there's one on self-love too. So I would create them and never really feel like it was the thing. Like, I never really felt comfortable selling it and promoting it because I felt like I could do better. So I've been going back and forth. I started to create a meal prep course last year, and then I moved on to, I believe it was a confidence course. And then I finally found, during my summer adventures, which I'll talk more about in this episode, but I finally found the online course that I am so thrilled to bring to you. It's such a long time in the making that when it finally came down to creating it, it took me maybe 3 weeks total. When I kept giving myself like months, I kept saying, oh, it's going to take like forever to create this thing. But I really just, once I knew what I wanted to do, it just flowed out of me. So I'm so excited to share that with you, doing the first launch. And this course is called Vibrancy on Demand. So it's all about, I share in Vibrancy on Demand, I share all the tools that I have developed and picked up on in the last 5 years since I really started this, like self-love, self-care, really figuring out who I am kind of journey. And I've put together all of the most impactful tools that I've found along the way, and mindset shifts, and what I've learned about nutrition and exercise and making that a regular part of my life. And I have packaged it all up into this beautiful course, Vibrancy on Demand. Now, the way that I am releasing it to start, just to test it out, is by having a start date so that we can all go together go through it together. So it's what I call a live launch. So I am taking sales now and through September 1st, and then that's when the first class starts. It's a 4-week long program, so it's nothing too crazy, and I've made it so simple that you can fit it into your life. So it's nothing like, oh, I'm starting this new diet, or I'm starting this new like plan that's just gonna throw everything in my life upside down, and so I'm gonna have to really commit to this. So, you know, as we tell ourselves, Thanksgiving's not the best time. December's not the best time. Like, we tell ourselves all these times that aren't the worst to dive into new things. But the way that I designed this program is that so that it fits into your life in no matter what season that you're in. The great thing about this as well is that you'll have lifetime access to this program. So whether you choose to go along with everybody else, join the Facebook group, participate in the weekly questions that I ask you, that's all up to you. But either way, there is less than an hour of audio that you need to complete each week, each of the 4 weeks. So less than an hour of audio trainings, which you can download and listen to on the go during your commute or while you're doing laundry. Like, it's really, really simple to consume this information. And then I list out for each week, I list out a giant, not necessarily giant, some of the weeks are longer than others, but I list out a bunch of action item options. So no matter how many times you go through this course, there's going to be something there for you. For me personally, I go through this course, I use everything. I don't just put stuff out there. I actually practice what I preach. So everything in this course I personally use as well, and I could even go through the course a bunch of times and still pick up something new every time. So I ask you to just choose like 1 to 3 action items per week, depending on how much time, how much effort you are able or willing to give into the process. Anyway, just wanted to share that with you and let you know that that is out in the world, Vibrancy on Demand. If you're interested in joining the September 1st class, remember that you don't have to start with us September 1st, but if you want to grab yourself the course when it's at the lowest price and it's the most accessible, and especially because it is brand new and there will be less students to start out with, you'll have more access to me, more personal access for if you have questions or struggles along the way. I've included a link for that in the show notes, or you can go to laurenkepler.com and click on the courses tab and sign up there. Now, diving into the episode. So again, I experienced so many adventures and just eye-opening moments every time that, well, this is only my fiance Jason's second deployment, but it's our third time long distance for this amount of time. And so he's away for 6 months, and I love taking this time to really reflect and work on myself. And that was the main reason for taking so many trips this summer, just to really take the time to go to conferences for the first time, to spend time with friends and family, and really feel refreshed and ready to dive into the fall semester. So I have 4 trips I'm going to share with you, and then my biggest takeaways from those trips, and then I'll tell you how I plan to go into fall semester and the rest of the year. So the first trip I took to Atlanta, Georgia, this was the one that was 3 days after Jason had left for his deployment, so I was still a little bit of a mess. So this was to Atlanta, Georgia for a conference called Confidence Activated with Rachel Luna. Now this was her first time putting this event on, and this was my first time ever going to a conference. And it was totally out of character for me to even sign up to do this thing. But I had told myself at the beginning of this year that it was going to be a big transformational year for me. I just felt it. And so in March, I got an email. Rachel was offering a military or a veterans discount, and I don't know what I was thinking. flying across the country to meet a bunch of strangers for a conference when I also am a big introvert, and I've told myself that like marketing, networking events like scares me and stranger danger, all that stuff. But something inside me just felt like it was time to go for it. So I did. I didn't really think too much about it. I bought my tickets, I got my plane tickets, and reserved the hotel room, and there I was in Atlanta, Georgia. And the first night I was flying in was, I was gonna land around like 6 or 7 p.m. And thankfully Rachel had set up a Facebook like group. So on Facebook, we could start to connect to each other with each other early before we even went to the event. So there was a thread on there when I was on my way that was like, hey, any girls want to meet up for dinner the night before the event? And I joined one of those threads and I was like, I'm interested. But then I saw I wouldn't get to the hotel until like 7 p.m. and the girls were trying to meet for dinner at 8 p.m. Again, the story I told myself was, oh, well, being so introverted, I'm going to need time to settle in after the flight. I'm going to want to relax and unpack. Like, I'm not going to want to just get in and just rush straight to this dinner with all these strange ladies, right? But again, I just, something within me was like, I've got to do this. So I joined the group, and I'm so glad that I did, because even though, just like with anything else, it was awkward at first. I was definitely nervous, probably visibly nervous, but I just kind of embraced it. So we had dinner, we had a great conversation, and then we were all kind of pooped. So we went off to our rooms and we went to bed. Then the next morning, for the first day of the conference, I was really glad that I had already made those connections because it was a very full room. And again, I was even more nervous than I was the night before. So came in and I found a seat next to these women that I had met the night before. And all, like, as soon as the conference started, the energy was just insane. It was like almost overwhelming how excited everybody was. And I was still just in this mode, like, oh, this is cheesy. Like, I'm embarrassed to be as wacko as all these dancing ladies. Like, it just didn't feel authentic yet. But I knew that I had to just allow myself to get comfortable. Sometimes it takes me a while to get comfortable, especially in new environments like that. So the first day, all of the topics were just insane. And Samantha Skelly came on and she took us through a breathing exercise. And I already knew, even though after Jason had left, I had been crying and allowing myself to cry, I just, once I had made it to Atlanta, I just knew that I was holding back tears. Like, there was something I needed to let out. So Samantha took us through this breathing healing exercise and the floodgates opened. I was like sobbing. I could not get myself to stop crying. And thankfully they had us hold the hand of our partner. But it felt like a really good release. And I think that was the difference between going to an environment run by a woman for women, because that kind of feminine energy was very prominent and it was very safe for me to really just fully express myself. And she allowed time and space for healing, which is emotional healing, which was so needed. So the rest of the day was really good. And then as the event was over for the day, I started kind of asking the girls that I had met already, like, what are you guys doing for dinner tonight? Like, what's the plan? And everyone was just kind of like, oh, we don't know, we'll see. And I took that as that they didn't want me to join them for dinner, or that they didn't like me, or that they thought I was awkward or something. So I just went up to my room and was really upset, started immediately sobbing, crying again, and was thinking about how I had paid extra to go to this VIP like dance party that night. It was a silent disco. I was really looking forward to it, but I was just like, I knew this was a bad idea. I know that I'm awkward. Like, I've always told myself this story that finding girl like friends is really hard because I'm awkward and they don't like me and I don't fit in. I've told myself this forever. So I was just like, I'm not going to go to the party. I'm just going to sit in my room for the rest of the night, like just having a full-on pity party. And I remember just sitting on the couch in my room, looking out the window, just like so sad. And then I was like, you know what? It just, that realization hit me again. Like, I decided I was going to make changes this year. And I paid a lot to come to this event. I really invested a lot. And how am I going to show up and just half-ass it? So I like thought, okay, what are my options here? I could either go down to the bar and have some drinks. That'll loosen me up. And then I'll probably meet people sitting there. Or what I really need is just somebody to listen right now. So I could reach out to the group of these women, this group of women that I met, that I had dinner with, and I could just ask for some support. Just let them know that I'm struggling. I'm sure that it's safe. I'm sure they'll understand. So I texted the group. I was like, hey, no big deal. If anyone has like 5 minutes to spare, I just need to vent really quick or just talk about something. I'm just struggling. I'm having a hard time. Thinking like, okay, maybe one person will come up to my room or even meet me somewhere, because why would they come all the way up to my room, you know? And immediately all these responses were coming in, like, on my way, okay, me too, like, I'm coming. They all came, like, almost every girl in that group came up to my room, gave me a hug, was like, what's going on with you? And allowed me to just explain that, like, I just felt like I was in a very vulnerable place, that I felt like I had these walls up because Jason had just left for his deployment, and so I was holding on to a lot of emotion, but trying to keep it together, trying to make it look like I had it all together, but obviously, like, you know, people can see right through that. But it turned into me putting up walls, and not, that's why I wasn't able to connect with anyone. And they were just so grateful that I shared that with them. A few, like almost all of them, had their own things that were going on with them. One other girl was like, I am so glad that you texted the group, because I had just gone into my room and started crying too, because I feel this, like, I never fit in with groups. And we all just spent like 2 hours just having a powwow, just talking about things that we needed to let out. And we ordered pizza, and then at the end, we ended up going downstairs to the silent disco together. So that was a huge lesson to me on vulnerability, because I've always felt like my value is in being the strong friend, the one who has it all together. Even I put on that persona when I became a coach, because now I'm like, okay, I'm the coach. I have the answers. I'm the one who guides people and helps people heal. But what about the times when I need healing? And usually, like, I've even had a friend tell me that she doesn't ever reach out and ask if I'm okay, because she just assumes that I'm always okay. Like, everyone just assumes that I'm okay because I put on this such a strong front and put up a wall when I am going through something. So that really helped me tear down my walls. And then the next day, for the second and last day of the conference, I went downstairs and it was so easy. Like, I grabbed coffee and I was just like saying hi to everybody, and I just felt way more comfortable. I shared the story of what happened in the Facebook group, and I had women coming up to me all day long that were like, thank you so much for the courage to do what you did, and you really inspired me, and I'm here for you. So it was just, even thinking about it now makes me want to cry, because it was just such an amazing experience. And then the other takeaway that I got from that conference was just these women that were getting on stage speaking, because it was all women for this event, and seeing the way that they taught and they coached and they inspired, and how beautiful and just powerful they were on stage, made me see what was possible for myself. And being surrounded by all these other women entrepreneurs, it made me realize that I wish that I would have gone to an event like that in the beginning of my business, because I've spent so much time thinking that all these struggles and all these problems that I've been having along the way as I'm building my business are unique to me, but they're not. And if I had that support and somebody telling me this is normal, keep going, then I probably would have moved through a lot faster. Although I will say that I have learned the lessons that I needed to learn along the way, and I'm happy about that, but it was just such an eye-opening experience. The next trip I went on a few days after I got back from Atlanta was a trip to Oceanside. Now, this was just a casual 4-day trip. My friend Jasmine has a family home there, like right on the beachfront, this giant house. It was so beautiful. And our good friend, her good friend that she grew up with, Anastasia, flew down from Canada. And I had met Anastasia at Jasmine's wedding, and we just immediately clicked. So we've been friends ever since. So all three of us drove down to Oceanside together to stay in Jasmine's family home. And that was, again, a small trip. It wasn't like a conference with all these profound, like, discoveries and things that I learned. But these girls were, how do I describe these girls? These girls are some of my favorite women in the world. And especially Jasmine, who I met in college a few years ago, has just been such a light in my life. And she is one of those friends that, while she is Christian and she is very religious, is not judgmental about it and doesn't throw it in my face at all, which really helps me because she's always accepted me and shown me God's love, not through her words, but through her actions. So we had a lot of really good talks. What I liked about that trip was that we were just on the beach running around like kids all day long. Like, we didn't make it about, like, drinking. We barely even drank on the entire trip. I think we had like maybe one glass of wine or something the whole time. And so we didn't make it about alcohol or food or guys or like anything. It was just about us being in our bodies and having fun together. One struggle that I had was, this was the first trip of the summer and really in a long time where I decided I was just going to own my body in a bathing suit, which was always, I mean, that's been my biggest struggle, is being able to feel comfortable in a bathing suit. But I invested in all these one-piece swimsuits that I absolutely love, so felt better about that. Now, where I struggled on this trip is because Jasmine and Anastasia are both, like, insanely beautiful girls. Blonde, Anastasia has this beautiful golden tan, and Jasmine, it has this perfect pale skin. And so they're just naturally gorgeous, these tiny little bodies. And so I just felt like this, I'm just going to come out and say it, I felt like a troll next to them. Like, I was struggling a lot. And lately as well, I've been struggling with acne, and I've been trying to work on that. But so I just noticed all my flaws next to them, and especially because they were doing a bunch of photo shoots and selfies, and I don't always like to see myself in pictures. That can be one of the most triggering experiences for me, to start feeling that self-loathing and body image, like, comparison stuff again. So we were on the beach. It was like the second or the third day. They were doing their usual photo shoot where they're like gallivanting along, taking pictures of each other, being silly. And they were kind of used to me shying away from the camera, so they didn't offer, just out of respect. And I was just like, you know what? I'm just going to own it. So I was like, my turn. And I went over in my one piece and was like running around too with like the boogie board, and they took pictures, and we had conversations about it. And it's hard because I don't want to be self-deprecating, or I don't want to sit there and talk about how, like, what I think is wrong with me, because I think that also, like, magnifies it. If I tell somebody else what I think is going on, like, is wrong with me, they're going to notice it if they hadn't before. So I was trying to speak kindly about myself and respect myself, but I also wanted to be honest about what I was going through. So I talked to them about it, and they were like, are you kidding me? We think that you're so beautiful, and you're just so, like, intimidating and strong and powerful. And so it was just, I don't know, it was just so eye-opening that I probably said eye-opening a million times in this episode, but that's the phrase to describe my summer. But it just made me realize that I have a lot more to offer than what I look like, and people see me differently because of who they see me out of love, not out of judgment in the way that I do. And I'm talking about the people that care about me. Anyone who maybe does notice or point out my flaws, that's a whole different story, and that's really none of my business, because what matters to me is that I am putting love out into the world and that I'm feeling good in my skin, that I'm taking care of my body, regardless of how it turns out looking. I'm respecting and I'm caring for my body and myself, and I'm feeling comfortable in my body. So that's what that trip was all about. And then the third trip, I went home to visit my family for 3 weeks, which I was a little nervous about doing an entire 3 weeks. We can all have pretty intense energies. So sometimes we clash or it can be a little bit draining. Especially I think now as I've moved away, I live a different lifestyle than my family. I've always been the more sensitive one. And so now I've actually learned how to manage that and to protect my sensitivity. And sometimes it can be taken wrong, or, you know, there's been judgment on my end of like judging them for being too much or whatever. So it can be a little bit tricky sometimes, but over the last few years, I've gotten so good at managing my energy, understanding when something was draining to me and how to back off, how to not engage in conversations that I just didn't feel were helpful or that I didn't think would lead to a good place. Of course, in relationships, there's always going to be times where you have to have uncomfortable conversations. But what I've learned is I don't get to see my family often. So when I do get to see them, I want to make it a really good experience. And I don't want to spend it arguing or fighting with them and trying to repair or mend anything that we have said. So that's what I was doing the whole time. And I remember there was like, my brother kept trying to bring up one topic that he knows gets to me, and finally, like, I just wasn't engaging, and finally he had noticed it and was like, "You're just not engaging, are you?" And I was like, "Nope, not doing it." But then I went on a ride-along with him. He's a cop, and I went on a ride-along, and I explained to him why that was a difficult conversation for me to have, and he was very understanding, and I thought that was really nice, and again, it brought me back to that vulnerability, me just being able to be vulnerable, and I think that brought us closer together. And then the other thing was just for me to let loose and not have any expectations on this trip, because I went into it telling myself, well, this is going to be a working trip. I'm going to work on my business and like really work on training for my half marathon, and I had set these expectations, but once I realized that, like, I was having a lot of fun and my mom was on her summer break, so we were go, go, go the entire time. And it was just all about family. I barely got to see any friends or extended family. It was just me spending a lot of time with my mom, especially, and then my brother and my sister and their families. We ended the trip by going camping for the 4th of July, and that was really nice too. I think it felt so good to let loose and let myself just be, instead of, I have a tendency to think things should be a certain way or to want to control things or to be uptight, and that was a really big lesson in just letting go and just having fun. So it ended up really awesome. At the end, me and my mom hugged and she was like, "This is the best time we've ever had together." And I agreed, so I was really happy about how that went. And then my very last trip was the big one. This was to Austin and Dallas for a week. So I flew into Austin because I have a really good friend there who we've known each other since we were 11. She moved away sometime in high school, and since then we've kept in touch. When I was in basic training in tech school, I was living in Texas for a few months, and I spent a lot of time with her during that time. But other than that, we haven't really spent a lot of adult time together. So I was interested because her and I are very alike in our strong personalities and our high expectations for people and relationships. And so in the past, that really made us clash when we were younger. But I thought, we've grown up now, let's see how this goes, and hopefully it'll go smoothly and we won't clash. it turned out amazing. We drove down to Dallas because, and the reason, main reason I took this trip is because she had an extra ticket to Tony Robbins' Unleash the Power Within, and she decided to take me with her. So we were so excited. We went down there, and I don't know if you know much about Tony Robbins' events, but it's like an immersive experience where you are pretty much at the conference for the entire, was it Thursday, Friday, Saturday? It was like 4 days straight. You're there like nonstop. You leave at like 2 a.m. and then come back early in the morning. Like, it was just crazy. Barely any sleep. They didn't have really much good food in the arena that I wanted to eat, so I didn't eat very much. And Tony Robbins says that's his point, is to prove to you that on a little bit of sleep and a little bit of food, you can still manage to have a good positive energy and a good outlook on life, and you can still have just energy in general. So the first night we did the fire walking experience, and I was nervous. I almost didn't want to do it because I heard that some people get blisters, and I was like, oh no, I don't want to ruin my feet. And I don't know. I was just like, why would I walk on fire? What's the point? What am I trying to prove? But then he explained that the reason he does this is just for us to prove to ourselves what we're capable of, and that it's all about mindset, and just to show ourselves how strong and powerful we truly are. And so I decided to do it. Before the fire walking event, he has us training for it for like 2 hours, like meditating, getting ourselves in what he calls in state. So, and the thing that I learned about the blisters is that if you are not in state, like if you're not in the zone, then that's when you're likely to get the blisters. So the whole night led up to this moment. We were like all walking barefoot from the inside of the stadium. They had us take off our shoes and everything, so it smelled like stinky feet. 2 o'clock in the morning, we were all like marching out to this, the parking lot area. There was like tribal music playing. It was dark. Everyone was just chanting, yes, yes, yes. We were keeping ourselves like pumped up and in state and ready to go. When it was finally my turn to go, I was like, I kind of blacked out, which I knew I would because I tend to do that. But I did everything that he said to do when you walk across the coals. I stayed in state, and then I was fine. Like, got to the other side, and I started like crying because I don't know. It just felt like, it really did feel like such a moment. And he said to hold on to that moment too, just as a reminder again of how good it feels to overcome something that you were originally scared of or you didn't think that you could do. So that was just so interesting. And it was true. We talked to people throughout the rest of the event that said, you know, I felt like I wasn't in state, or I didn't do exactly what he said, like the instructions, and I have blisters on the bottom of my feet. So just an interesting experience. And then the other thing I got out of this event was that ever since I have learned about, well, actually, let me back up and say first that I've always had a really masculine energy. I think it's because my brother and dad growing up are very powerful, strong male figures. So in our house, it was just kind of an overflow of masculine energy, masculinity. And I picked that up. And then me going through basic training in the military, like, and being such a tomboy, it was just what, and that's like, I think it was that attitude that I always had of just push through it, just I can do anything. I just have to push through it. And it didn't matter if I was hurting myself or like the no pain, no gain thing. But then a few years ago, when I learned about self-love and really learning to care for myself and others, I took on this really feminine energy. And it's almost like the feminine energy took over completely, to the point where I started to be a little bit too soft on myself, and I was starting to make excuses for myself and all, like almost babying myself. So it tipped from one side to the other, which we know on this podcast that that's not always the best thing, to be at either extreme. So going to the Tony Robbins event reconnected me with my masculine energy, because as you can probably see, Tony Robbins is very masculine, and he really does have that attitude of like, everyone's capable, like you're capable, and all you have to do is just like believe and push yourself. And but there was also, he did mention, which made me feel a little bit more relieved, he was like, don't like beat yourself up or be hard on yourself. That's not what I'm talking about. So it's almost like he had a balance too. So it got me back in touch with that side of myself of where I was like, okay, I know that I am capable of, I can hold myself to a higher standard. I don't have to baby myself, but I can still have compassion with myself as I push myself to grow stronger, to do better, to work harder. So I rediscovered that balance, which was really cool. And then the other really, really big thing for me was, at first, I knew this was going to be an interactive experience, but like, there was so much partner work and group work. And at first they'd stop and be like, okay, now hug five people around you. And they just kept saying hug or high five, like going on with the hugs over and over again. And I'm uncomfortable with hugs. I'm uncomfortable with strangers. I have that wall up. And so at first I was just like, oh, I don't want to do this. I felt so uncomfortable. But by the end of the last day, I was like, come give me a hug. Like, he would have us say things to our neighbors like, I'm so glad you're here. And it was just such a like great, happy energy. And so yeah, just giving everybody hugs and has really changed the way that I'm showing up already in my everyday life, even with my stepson being home now, just because he always asks for hugs. And I would always be like, really, Jalen, you just had a hug. You want another one? Like, I'm such a jerk sometimes. But now I'm like, yes, as many hugs as you want. And that's something that I've always wanted. So I am really happy about that. And then the last thing was kind of what I mentioned at first, just about how we can really find the energy within ourselves and pump ourselves up. And we should do that throughout the day so that we are showing up as our full selves. We're being present and we feel like we have the energy and vibrancy to get through the day. Hence, right after the event, that's how I came up with my course name, Vibrancy on Demand, because I felt like, yes, this encompasses everything that my course can teach others to do. So now that all the trips are done and I'm back at home settling in, my plans going into fall are just, one thing I decided, because I've been back and forth on this because it's a difficult thing for me to do because it requires a lot of commitment, but I've had this hormonal imbalance that's only getting worse and worse, and that's part of where my acne is coming from. And finally, I decided at the event, I was like, you know what? I'm just, no more excuses. Like, I'm going to work on this. So I've been really working on balancing my hormones, which means focusing a lot on my nutrition, stress levels. Up until this point, I had tried to focus on nutrition before, but I was still recovering from my eating disorder. So I would start to try and focus on nutrition, but then weird behaviors would start to come up, such as binges. And I didn't feel comfortable with that. I was afraid. I was scared to go back to where I was, where I was binging all the time and just had a funky relationship to food. So, but this time I feel like I'm truly healed and I can focus on nutrition without becoming obsessive about it. And then when I got home, I hit the ground running, training for my half marathon that I am doing in November. And that's another thing I was like a little bit nervous about before I went to Unleash the Power Within, was I was like, do I have the strength to do this? How am I going to like mentally push myself through it? And I've been using the tools that Tony taught and just reminding myself like, girl, you are so strong. You have been through so many things. Like, especially, I know a lot of people make fun of Air Force basic training, but that was hard. It was like not 8 weeks of just nonstop move, like working out, moving, being screamed at, pushing yourself. Like, it would get to a limit where we would be told to do something, such as like stay in push-up position or do this many push-ups or do this or don't stop running, whatever. We'd be told to do something that I would feel my body can't physically do this. There's no way I'm going to be able to do this. But I had no choice because I was being screamed at and the pressure was on, and I always found a way to push through. And that really helped me find my strength. And so I've been rechanneling that side of myself. And that's what I've been doing as I've been training in my runnings, just encouraging myself as I'm running, just reminding myself as I run and as it gets painful, you're so strong. This discomfort is what's going to make you stronger. The more you show up, the more you do this, the easier it's going to get. And then, so I've been training, I've been doing 3 runs per week and then 4 days a week of lifting. So not working out 7 days a week, but I do all combined runs and weightlifting. And so I'm back to training at the gym like I used to, which is kind of intense, but I feel like my body is built as an athlete's body. I've always felt that way. And my body feels best when I push it that way. Not only my body, but it causes me to bring my mind into that. And so that's transferring into every other area of my life too. The strength that I build from doing intense workouts reminds me of what I'm capable with at the gym and out of the gym. And then I've really been working on my new morning routine that I learned from Tony Robbins, just doing gratitude work, energy work, and then visualizing my future goals as if they have already happened, and also using the tools from Vibrancy on Demand on a daily basis and using them to show up as the best version of myself and bring good vibes and love everywhere that I go. But that is all that I have for you. This was a bit of a long episode, but we had a lot to catch up on. So if you've made it this far, I thank you for listening, and I'm so glad that you're still here, and I hope that you got something out of it. I'm going to try something new during these episodes. At the end, I'm going to ask you a question that I would like to hear your answer. So my question for you this week is, what's one major lesson that you've learned recently, or a breakthrough that you've had, or something profound that you've experienced? So I'd love for you to tag me on your Instagram post or your stories, or you can even just direct message me and tell me your answer. And I'd love to hear from you. I am at Lauren M. Kepler. You can look me up there or find the link to that in the show notes. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you so much for being part of my community. And I will talk to you again next week. But until then, remember that you are enough and you are doing enough.